Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for this beautiful Tuesday night. This is Apostle Delilah M. Gamble coming to you live on tonight, ready to give you what God has given me. Amen. I'm ready to give you what God has given me. I am the Apostle of End Times Deliverance Ministry. Looking to do the work for the Lord in spirit and in truth. No hidden agendas, no preservatives, no hidden fees. Just the raw truth, the unadulterated truth, the Holy Ghost truth, the power within the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're going to pray on tonight, and we're going to come on one accord. Amen. For there is only one God, one Jesus, and one Holy Ghost. Anything else besides that is a life from the pits of hell. Amen to that. We thank God for all the callers on tonight, the ones that came with a thirsty spirit, the ones that came with a hungry spirit, the ones that came with the spirit of desperation, and the ones that came because they are in need of healing. And it don't matter who's online tonight. The Bible tells us to work out our own soul salvation with much fear and trembling before the Lord in his presence. For we all will stand before God from the head to the toes, from the back door to the front door. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, on tonight. We just thank you. We just praise you. We just adore you. We ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to let your daughter decrease and you increase. Father God, let your spirit speak expressly and quickly into the hearts and the minds of the people on tonight. Let us not be a hearer of the word, because that is what religious people do. But let us be doers of the word. That is what Holy Ghost-filled people do. We ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to cause us, Father God, to come in agreement with your word, whether we like your word or not on tonight. Let us come into full agreement with your word, for your word is nutritionist to our bones, and for it is health to our spirit that would cause us to flourish and be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of the water, so that nothing will stop us from flowing and glowing in you, and even growing in you, God. Because, Father God, we are living in the last days where people are just plain out evil. I mean, they wake up with evilness on their mind. They lay down with evilness on their mind. And we're not talking so much as the sinners, but we're talking about church folks too, God. So, Father God, we're talking about religious church folks, how they entertain evil and how they work hand in hand in their wickedness. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you release your apostolic sword right now, Jehovah Giver, the Lord that fight our battles, stand up for us, Father God, for you are the one that can win any battle. You say, behold, I am the God of all flesh. You say, is there anything too hard for me to do? You ask the question because you want the person to hear the response that they're going to give you. And my response to you, O Lord, is N-O. So, Lord God, we thank you for how you're going to break down walls tonight, how you're going to uproot things that have been in your people's spirit for a long time, even in childhood years, even in when they was in their mother's womb, things that need to be exposed by your spirit and decomposed by your spirit. And we know that the Holy Ghost can do anything but fail. So, Father God, we thank you for your apostolic word on tonight, that when you send it forth, it will not return void, but it shall accomplish into the thing that you sent it to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Tonight we're going to talk about still, you know, being dressed up and yet still messed up. And this is a part two. We're going to talk about that on tonight because this is a very serious topic. And I'm like this, you know, wherever God wants to go, I'm going. I'm going to say that again. Wherever the Holy Spirit wants me to go concerning true deliverance for the lives of God's people, speaking in his apostolic power, standing in his apostolic word, declaring and decreeing the word of God, and not afraid to look down demon in the face in the Holy Ghost. That I will do. Amen. Because, see, I know who I am. There was a time when I didn't know who I was. Come on now. But I know who I am. Amen. It ain't got nothing to do with my skin color. It's who is who living in me. Amen. Greater, the greater one, he is greater than the greatest. Come on now. That's who living up in here. Jesus Christ, the resurrected Jesus, sitting on the right-hand side of God. He's not in the tomb anymore. Amen. So my first scripture tonight that the Spirit of the Lord was dealing with me with concerning how when people are looking at people on the outside, and God is talking about church folks, you know, they can be very religious, and when you're religious, you don't have God's Spirit. So I just want to make that clear on that kingdom note. But I'm coming to you in 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter and the 7th verse. 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter and the 7th verse. And it reads, "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." The Lord began to rebuke the prophet Samuel because God had already saw the faults of Samuel. So God had to make it clear to the man of God, because sometimes saints, they do get caught up in outer appearance. That is because your discernment is off. Amen. Come on now. And God began to tell the prophet Samuel, he said, do not. Somebody say, do not. Amen. Do not consider his appearance or his height. Amen. People are looking at people's stature, how tall they are, how good looking he is or she is, how they smell, the type of shoes that they wear, how they wear their hair, how they are so just perfectly groomed. And then God said to Samuel, say, for I have rejected him. And amen, God is talking about King Saul. How many of you know that it is a dangerous thing to have once tasted the Holy Spirit of God, have been in communion with the Holy Spirit of God, and then all of a sudden you get lifted up in pride? I want this to soak in, because so many leaders think they have arrived it. They think that because they have prestige with man, and they have their diners club and VIP seating in the synagogues of Satan, and they wear the best suits, and they speak very educated, and they even speak with great swelling words to cause the people to not to be able to comprehend to what they're saying, because they're doing that on purpose. So to make you think that you are ignorant, which you are, because you don't understand what they're saying, and they know that. So God speaks against these things. That these are the things that people do when they are religious. When they are religious, they carry a religious mindset and a religious behavior. Yes, they walk around with the spirit of pride. Their head is all up in the sky. But behind closed doors, they are mentally confused, discombobulated. They are Heckle and Jekyll, Bunny and Clyde. In the audience, they put on cliche camouflages and masks. But behind closed doors, they're dealing with demonic forces of witchcraft, injecting heroin needles into their bodies and smoking crack cocaine and popping pills and having sexual orgy parties with little boys and little girls. That's why God tells us not to look on the outward appearance of people, because looks are deceiving. It says, but the Lord looketh at the heart. Why does God look at the heart? Why does God look at the heart? And I'm not talking about the natural heart. So let's back this up. I'm talking about the inner spiritual heart, the place where God is supposed to live. The place where God is supposed to reside. The inner you. God can see the depths of the heart. He knows the heart. Now, we have a natural mind and we have a spiritual mind. Now, that natural mind is enmity against God. It don't want to do the things of God. It don't want to come into alignment with God. But that spiritual mind, when the Spirit of God is living in you, it thirsts and it longs for the things of God. Jesus wants us to know, because he spoke it through the Apostle Paul, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Let means to allow. I'm going to say that again. The word let, L-E-T, means to allow. To allow. To allow Jesus to come in. To allow Jesus to have his way in us. Jesus, he is the renewal of the mind. He is the one that will give you 2020 vision in the spirit. He is the one that will sharpen your discernment. All of this come with spending time with God. So, for the ones that just called, we are in the book of 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter and the 7th verse. If you have your Bible, if you don't, just listen in. God can move any kind of way that he wants to. Amen. I don't limit the Spirit of God of moving like he wants to. That's what's wrong with the body of Christ. I'm going to go back over the verse. 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter and the 7th verse. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And we as people, we do that. We'll judge something real quick by what we see. That's wrong. You know, that's out of order. And I ask God to help me with that area. Lord, let me hear and see like you want me to hear and see. Because there are a lot of church people that are very, very spiritually sick behind closed doors. They don't want nobody to know how they deal with depression, oppression. They don't want nobody to know how they're struggling with the spirit of poverty, sexual abuse, rape, all kinds of rape. They don't want nobody to know. But how they're not able to feed their children, how they take the money and go gambling with it. God is talking to the church, folks. He's talking to the body. These are issues that cannot be overlooked. Do you know how shortcomings came about? The shortcomings came about in our life through the fall of Adam. And through the shortcomings was birthed the issues. And through the shortcoming was birthed out the issues of life. What I'm saying to you on tonight and to me by the Spirit of God, it is time for the church to admit that they have a problem. Too many of us have been listening to these jacklegs, so-called wannabe prophets, apostles, evangelists, and so-called teachers telling you that God see your heart. Yes, the word say, the Lord sees the heart. But the Bible say that when we confess our sins, come on now, God, not man, he is faithful and he is just and he is righteous to forgive us of all our sins. I want you to know that when you hide your sins, it's like hiding a venomous snake. And when that snake get ready to bite you, he's going to bite you where it's going to almost kill you. And that is how sin is. It's waiting for the right time to sting you in your very soul. We can't wait another minute or another hour or another second. Too many things that we have allowed to take place against the will of God. Too many things. Too many things. People calling right, wrong, wrong, right. That's the spirit of Nimrod twisting up the word of God. Too many saying, yes, Lord, with their lips, but their spirit is not lining up with his will. That's why we have so many messed up people in the body of Christ. They want a pat on the back because that's what they used to. Those pat on the back preachers. Yeah, that's what they like. That's what they love. That's what they entertain. Well, I come to tell you, by the power of God, I don't entertain sin. And I don't compromise what God told me to preach, because I don't want nobody blood on my hands. I don't want no one's blood. On my hands. Because I'm going to tell you what thus says the Lord. Just as well as the message goes for the messenger, is also for the body. So that we all can be knitted together as one. You can't preach a word to the body and the head is exempting themselves. That is one of the most biggest problems right there. The leader think it's not for them. Oh, that's for the body. And God said, no, that's for you too. Take, eat. This is my body. Come on now. Do this in the remembrance of me. That means keep eating. Don't stop. Keep drinking. Don't get beside yourself. the things that we deal with. We don't want to be honest about it. We want to try to say, well, you know, I was watching the Dr. Phil show, and Dr. Phil was saying that if I just get into an exercise club, then I will overcome this addiction, or I will overcome this anger management. I will say this because it's in my spirit. If God has not ordained it, then you're just wasting your time. And what has happened, you have become unequally yoked with the Spirit of God by picking man voice over God's voice. Many of us, we have caused it lots of mess ups in our life by picking man's voice over God's voice. Because we looked at the man on the outside and didn't look at him in the spirit realm. That's the real person. That's the real person. The real person is the one that you can't see unless in the Holy Ghost show you, the inner man. The outer person is the carnal man, the one that will fool you like they are just so connected to God when they have been rejected from God. Listen, saints, I didn't come to oppress you. I didn't come to impress you. I didn't come to depress you. I didn't come to stress you out. But I came to set the captives free. We all need to be free every single day in order for blemishes and spots, which is the little foxes, which is sin, for them to be washed out of our spirit, we must stay in the presence of God. You must have that time already set aside for the Lord. You don't make time for God. You should already have that time set aside for him. And this is the problem, that this is what causes a foothold for the enemy. It's when you got to find time. It's like you're trying to find time to be with your husband or your wife or your kids. That is an insult to God. That frustrates the Spirit of God. You put him on the back burner. And then you find time, maybe 5 or 10 minutes. You ain't even tapped into his presence. You still in the outer court, faking and making. Done rolled up a few tongues out and still bound by the devil. You ain't went nowhere in the spirit. You ain't broke down yoke of the enemy or no type of burden of the enemy, burdens that the enemy has put upon you. You ain't even broke those burdens because you just too busy. You get the oil, you sprinkle it on your head. Da, 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 da. What is that? You ain't even wet the surface. You ain't even break the ground. And this is why a lot of us have messed up spirits. Because we don't take our relationship with God serious. We take everything else serious but God. That's why a lot of us are spiritually messed up. That's why a lot of us, we're like the spirit of chaff. C-H-A-F-F. We're like the spirit of chaff. When the wind blow, where the chaff go? Whoosh, the chaff go where the wind blow. We're just like the chaff, no different. T- tossed to and fro. They're being so confused about the voice of God when you used to know his voice, when you used to sit in sweet communion with him, when you used to cry out, oh, God, I need you. God, I desire you. And now it's down to 2 minutes at best. And then you at the door, you on the road, driving your car or whoever else's car. This is why a lot of our spirits are tainted, are messed up. Don't point fingers. Point that finger at yourself. I'm pointing at myself. I'm not neglecting myself. I'm pointing right at myself. I didn't come to paint no pictures tonight of false deception. I didn't come to paint those type of pictures. I come to paint the picture that God say paint. Let God be true and let every man be a liar. I say let God be true and let every man be a liar. It is so important. It is so important that we come into a full agreement with the Spirit of God, that we will learn to stop looking at the outward appearance of people. This is what religious people do, and a lot of God's saints, they get caught up in this. Saints are people that have God's Spirit, the chosen ones. So I just wanted to make that clear. Religious church people are people that have religious spirits, and they are against the will of God, and everything that you say concerning the will of God, concerning coming against their sins and their rebellion, they're going to spit it out, for they do not have the Spirit of God. And that's a messed up spirit. They all dressed up in their nice cauliflower suits. Yeah, they Gucci's, they hats tipped to the side, just like their spirits, all tipped to the side. Got on their high heels, just like their spirit, all haughty. Got on their high heels. Got on their three-piece suits. Ain't nobody hating on your three-piece suit. That's the first thing they say. Oh, child, they talking about what people got on. They hating. The devil is a whole lie, and he's an angel liar in the name of Jesus. This ain't got nothing to do with a dress code. This has a lot to do with people judging people for what they have on, saying that, oh, that is a man of God right there, and there's a wolf in sheep clothing that go with people, little boys and little girls. Like them popes up there, they be having on those priestly garments. They ain't number warlocks and witches. And underneath those robes, God showed me they don't wear underwears. They don't have God's spirit. And you think you're going to touch my hand and pray for me? The devil is a whole lie. We're going to go on a break, and when I come back, we're going to let my daughter talk, Prophetess Chantel Coleman. Amen, because we know that the Lord has a word in her belly and that we want to hear what God is saying. Amen. We don't have time for she say, I say, and he say. We have time for what God is saying, because what God is saying, it is from the supernatural. I want the people of God to understand that when God speaks, every word that comes out of the mouth of God, it is holy, it is righteous, it is supernatural. It is not carnal, for the carnal cannot comprehend to what God is saying, because they don't have his spirit. Amen.
Laying at your feet, all my broken pieces, every load that I'm
Amen. When your spirit is all messed up and jacked up, you will want to lay at the feet of Jesus so that he can touch you. Being at the feet of Jesus is where he can reveal things to you and show you how to be healed and set free through his spirit. For there is no other spirit that can set you free like the Holy Ghost spirit. Amen. People, they going to get these natural cleansings and stuff of their body until my day getting clean, spiritual, and all this stuff. And all the thing they doing is putting more demons in their spirit. We need the Holy Ghost power in this hour. We need the Holy Ghost power to clean us from head to toe, from all residue, so that we will become new. Amen. Go and let those people put all that stuff in your skin. They detoxifying you. Putting all those hot rocks on your skin. And all these different types of rituals that they believe in. And the only thing they're doing. And it's very demonic. They're releasing spirits over your life. And when you leave there, you feel like you refreshed. But when it's time for you to go to bed, you can't. Because you're restless, that's because those spirits are tormenting your soul. When you're all messed up, and then you go and get even more tangled up, tied up, wrapped up in the enemy's nest, in the web that he's spinning for your soul. The devil is like a black widow spider. Once he gets you in that net, he don't want to let you go. That's why it takes the power of the Holy Ghost to break you free, to break you loose, and to cause you to soar like an eagle in an unknown atmosphere. And then we're going to have Prophet Chantel come in. Amen. I know this woman of God, she's ready to cut into this word and ready to get her feast on, and amen, we're going to feast with her, amen, because we got a lot of people walk around here, and half of my church folks think they have arrived it, and a lot of them have spiritual sores still in their heart. They're still hating their family, they're still hating the person that raped them, they're still hating the boss that fired them off their job when he was making a certain salary a year. They're still hoarding stuff in their spirits, and I don't know what heaven you think you're going to. With all this mess in you, this is sin, envious, strife, malice. This is the works of the flesh. All of this is sin. This is not the mind of God. So God is going to correct that on tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord, Prophetess Chantel. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Praise God, everybody.
Praising, praising.
Praise Him. Yes, God is good. I just thank God for being online tonight. I truly give him glory because the devil, he would try to do everything to stop God and his word from going forth and to keep the people from getting set free. But I believe on tonight that God is going to allow his word to actually do a cleansing within all of us, because truly this topic about just being messed up, dressed up and messed up, it goes beyond what we can imagine. And just being broken, you know, and while we think that the enemy, you know, he means it for our bad, but God means it for our good. And so, you know, as Apostle was saying earlier about, you know, the people detoxifying their body and doing all these things to them, and they confiding these people, you know, we got to be careful who we go to in this hour.
Yes.
We really have to know that we know that we know. We have to have some discernment. Most of all, we have to have a personal relationship with God, because
Amen. That
is what right now. I mean, you got some people that say they for God, and they are just wolves dressed in sheep clothing, and they look like they got it all together. They look like, hey, this might be the person that can help me get to my breakthrough. But my God, when you finish dealing with that person, you may be even more jacked up than you came.
Yes.
So we gotta know that God told us in His words to cast our cares upon Him. Where he cares for us in First Peter. And he says, stay alert and watch out for the devil. He said, because the devil, he goes around looking for who he can devour. So we got to stand strong against the enemy and stay strong in our faith no matter what we're going through, and we can't be moved, and we can't look at every situation like it's the last resort. This is it. I'm checking out. Because surely everything that we go through, if God allows us, if God, one thing that I know and I realize is that if God brings you to it, he plans on carrying you through it. And so we can just trust God and not trust man, because these therapists and stuff out here nowadays, the government, it's all set up so the people can make money. It's all set up. I mean, they dope you up with all this medicine, and you be like, my God, I'm taking this for suicidal thoughts, and here I am, I'm worse. I'm starting to hallucinate now. You know,
Jesus.
So you done went for one thing, and then you done left with even more problems than you came with, y'all. And it's just so important that we just listen to God. Because, I remember as a child, you know, going through high school. Now I was messed up. But I was messed up because of what I had been through. But see, once again, I'm going to say that what the devil meant for your bad, God meant for your good. Because
yes.
While people said you were crazy because you was hallucinating, God may be saying, no, I'm calling you to see beyond the veil. I'm calling you to see that others can't see. So while people calling you crazy, the enemy's job is to distort your purpose, your gift. So he wants to taint it. So in any way that he can, regardless of what you've been through, sometimes we got to embrace our struggles, embrace the things that we've through. And, you know, no matter what it looks like, we got to know that God has already, and is not, he has good plans to prosper us and not to harm us. And so, you know, it's just really a blessing to be around people who accept you and love you, you know, for who you are, because truly we got people in this world that say they for us, and they're using the word of God to manipulate us, to control us, so you can drop the money at their feet and then they offering bucket. But they really don't care nothing about us. And so if we don't, you know, we don't have a personal relationship with God, and if we don't understand the plans that the Lord has for us, we end up going a whole other route. And it's not a route to help us get to our healing. You know, I remember soul searching. I remember, you know, just searching after my family had hurt me, everybody hurt me. I'm just searching. I'm like, Lord, I need to find somebody who can help me with the situation. And the whole time God is telling me to stand still and know that he is God. He wants to come in with me. And I'm like, you know what, Lord, I'm just in a place where I don't believe, because I was raised in the church. And, you know, I had an encounter with God. But see, the thing is, I was still in a place where I knew about God, but I couldn't receive. My heart was so heavy from past hurts, and you know, I had been abused, I had been beaten, like, you know, physically, mentally, sexually. I mean, I just really had been made a fool out of, and I had been used for man's good and man's pleasure.
Yes.
And so I felt like I had no purpose. And so regardless of what I look like, you know, I was just no good. I was just no good to hear from God. So, you know, I thought that going to these different people, and I met a whole lot of people, that they said, oh, we love you, and we love God, and we're going to help you. And those same people that said that, they plotting witchcraft. They stealing pictures of me. You know, they doing all these things. And you would say, oh, my God, I thought they was in church. I thought they loved God. And, you know, here I am. I'm lost. And I'm just like, I thought this was how it's supposed to go. So it made me, you know, get to a place where I didn't even trust church people. And so we got to know that regardless of what people look like, you may look like you messed up, and you may feel like you messed up, but you may be better off than some of these folks that's in the church.
Amen.
You know, so as Apostle was saying, you know, dressed up, they don't necessarily mean you got it together, your coach bag, now that maybe you hide some deep hurt that's within you. So, you know, we see these people that's always got a label, got a title, I mean, something always got to define them. We have to wonder, do they really have some meaning for real behind who they are?
Amen.
So, I mean, it's just so vital right now that God is showing his people about just having discernment and beginning to love God. And when you love God, he will put this love inside of you. There's like no other. I mean, conditional love. It's not conditional. It's not going to love when you think not you. I mean, he's not going to stop loving you. Stop thinking like he's not going to stop loving you because other people mistreated you. So, you know, even in the midst of your brokenness, in the midst of your being messed up, you know, just know that God has already predestined your walk. And what you're going through is only going to get better, but we have to be confident in the God that we serve. We got to know that he can fix it. Because if we don't believe that he can fix it, we will find ourselves up here serving man, and it has no purpose. It will have no purpose. I mean, all the church services, all the revivals, I mean, you know, you'll be there and you'll just be existing. And as the apostle was saying earlier, we'll be confessing him still with our lips and our hearts is just far from him. But it's just so many different topics that, you know, can go with us being broken and then trusting people, you know, our First Samuel, you know, we looking at them from their outer appearance. And, you know, people look at us from our outer appearance. You know, I've had people to contact me on Facebook and they'll just see my picture and they just think, oh, I got this good life. Can I borrow some money or can you sow a seed into my ministry? They automatically think I got some money. But how many know that God is able? So that means regardless of what you see, I don't look like what I've been through. And, you know, if you told somebody that you was broken, you was going through and you was busted and disgusted, can't nobody tell when you got the presence of the Lord. When you're wearing the glory of the Lord on you, can't nobody tell what you've been through unless, of course, God reveals it to them. So, you know, I just want to say that, you know, whatever you've been through, if you're going through something, it is not affecting you from being chosen by God. It's not stopping God from using you. It is not stopping you from being beautiful. It's not stopping you from making a difference. You know, it's not keeping you from doing any of that, regardless of if you've dealt with church hurt, you've dealt with your family hurting you or whatever. God is still able. God can still use you. He still wants to use you. He still loves you. Matter of fact, he loves you even the more because you stood. You stood there, and you kept on pressing. So, you know, I just want to encourage the people to not give up, to continue to look in the mirror and tell the devil he's a lie when he try to convince you that you have all these flaws. Because when God made us, when he created us, he said that it was good. Everything that he made, it was good. You know, so we have no reason to feel like we're looking at this person and we ain't got it together, or we're looking at this person in ministry and they got all these suits and we down here and we don't have something. So, you know, regardless of what, just know that your clothes is not defining you. That's not what God.
Come on.
He's seeing the heart and he's judging the heart, you know, he knows why you do the things you do. He knows why you smell the way you do. He knows all of these things that you have no reason in the world to even try to explain to man, because man will never understand and the flesh is never satisfied. And so, you know, I try to prove a point to man.
That's right.
I know who I am in God. And I know who God is, and a lot of people who would try to manipulate you into believing that you're no better than them or that you're worse off than them, they don't even have a relationship with God. Because had they been, they'll be helping you find your purpose and helping put you in a place that God is calling you to be. So, y'all, we just got to know that God is no respecter of persons. He's no respecter of faces, but he does see your heart. And your heart is, if it's open and available, oh, he can use you. God can use you. And
You know, Prophet, I was listening to how God was speaking through you, and everything that you said stood out to me in the spirit, because I'm one of them women, you know. Hey, I'm gonna be alert because I don't want to miss nothing. I don't want to miss a detail. I don't want to miss instruction. I don't want to miss the direction of what God is saying. And you begin to touch in some areas of your life, and you begin to share with the people through the different hurts that you've been through. And I thank God for how transparent you allowed the Holy Spirit to let you become, because you were showing the people just how messed up you was at the time and the things that you're dealing with in today's now society, the things that that you're grappling with. And you was talking about the church hurt and how, you know, you say that they were, they said they love you, but then they was working against you. And so I just want to touch on that area right there. You know, this spirit has been going around for years and years. It's the same spirit that crucified Jesus. It's the Pharisee spirit and the scribes and the Sadducee spirit. These the Pharisees, they was the most biggest religion back then, tied in with the Sadducees. And so the scribes, they just tug along because they was inferior and they was intimidated of the Pharisees and the scribes. And so as the woman of God was talking, God began to show me the church hurt that that people carry. It is a hurt that makes a sound of desperation. It is sin within the earth realm. Can anybody relate to church hurt? Because I don't know how to open up and say that they did this to me at this church, and they said this to me, and they told me to drink this blue water and put this black gown on and lay back on the table and spread my legs. Can anybody relate to that? Do anybody understand this type of hurt that I encountered from the pastor and his wife having sex with me, saying that this is what God wants from me, is to have sex with them? And so this is a spirit that has been floating around for over 2,000 years, and it's the spirit of Nimrod and Asherah, an ancestry spirit also. And so when the woman of God was talking, God began to show me the church hurt is the worst hurt. Please hear what the spirit is saying. Lord have mercy. You may have been raped by your daddy, your cousins, your uncles, your aunties, but there is no hurt like so-called church folks clucking around in the church like roosters. Because you open up yourself to them believing that this is a man and woman of God. And when you come to find out that they are wolves, Mr. and Mrs. Wolf, in sheep clothing, right then and there, that just crush your spiritual baby. Right then and there.
Yes.
Church hurt is the worstest hurt, because you believing in the people that are speaking to you and saying, thus says the Lord, and God say this and God say that. These are the people that you have fellowship with. David say it wasn't an enemy. King David say it wasn't an enemy. It was those that were sitting right next to me in the church, hitting me with the handkerchiefs,
Jesus.
And preach, boy.
Jesus.
It was them.
Yes.
It was them that was giving me $2 or $3 to put into the offer plate.
Jesus.
It was them that was taking me shopping, putting food on my table for me and my kids.
My God. My God.
It was them. David say it wasn't an enemy. It was a well acquaintance. And somebody said, why would you say that they wasn't an enemy? Why would you say that they wasn't an enemy? Because King David, he understood the meaning between of acquaintance and an enemy. These was people that were spiritually bonded to him. That's why you have to watch where you connect your soul to. You build your soul tie, like you're trying to leave a church and you can't leave that church. That's because you are spiritually bonded with them. And so the Holy Ghost of God have to come and break that change. Break every change. So you have to watch who you entwine your soul with. What you say, prophetess?
I say yes. We gotta break.
That's right. We got and through the Spirit of God, we got to. That's why, you know, King David, he was very, very, very disgusted. Have you ever just been so disgusted with people you want to slap them? Oh, don't get sanctimony on me. Don't get saved on me now. You just want to walk up to them and slap them upside the head.
My God. I've been there.
You want to punch them. All right now. You want to punch them like Mike Tyson. You ever just felt that away? I know I have.
Yes. Like, come on here, Holy Ghost.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, prophetess. See, we didn't come to try to make y'all seem like we got it all together, because the devil is a liar. And I dare not to deceive anyone on this video show tonight. And King David, he was a man of war. And he would go east, west, and south on you until you were just completely, utterly destroyed. That's the type of person King David was. And he meant what he said. He wasn't no enemy. It was them same church folks that was telling him, go ahead on, preach, Rab. Preach.
Yes. My God.
You know how they do, prophetess.
Mm-hmm. And I'm reminded when you said that, I'm reminded of the scripture that said, no those who labor among you.
That's right.
So it ain't the folks that's in the world that we got to worry about.
Come on.
Running with us.
Come on. Quote that scripture again, prophetess. Somebody needs to hear this.
I'm reminded of that scripture that tells us to know those who labor among us. And that's what the Holy Ghost is talking about. That's the exact earth and everything.
And
but
so,
Go ahead, Mom.
I'll say it after you get through.
I was gonna find my notes.
Okay, you know the Spirit of God is so powerful. You can't get nothing past and know around Him. And so when God began to say, "Know them that labor among you," that means know their spirit. Know what spirit that they are operating in. This is where your discernment need to be keen in the Holy Ghost. It need to be sharpened. Iron sharpens iron, people of God. We all need to know the spirit that is working in that person among us.
Yes, and that's 1 Thessalonians 5:12.
Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:12.
Yes. We definitely got to know them, but we can't just know them by,
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
We got to get to know them outside of that shundo. We need to see them face one time. We got to see them praying, man, one time.
All right.
We really do got to get to know people. And so when you see people who act like they woke up speaking in tongues, they need to be running.
Come on.
Because ain't nobody woke up like that. No, we came in this world. We're not coming here speaking in tongues.
Come on now.
So, you know, outside of all the spiritual things, if somebody is always speaking in tongues, you need to wonder if they got something to
add. Amen. And I totally agree with what the woman of God is saying. Amen. We didn't come up out of our mama's stomach speaking in tongues. Amen. We came up out of there crying.
Amen.
That was the baby. That was the baby language that God ordained. We can't take this walk lightly. We got to understand through the Spirit of God who labor among us. It's important that we know through the Spirit of God. We have too many carnality synagogues down here, these so-called churches that is operating in the outer court. And when they see you come in, they know you're different because they know you ain't got the same spirit as them. You, these spirits know you.
Come on.
They say, Paul, I know you. Come on now.
I'm telling you, you say you don't feel good. They holler, amen.
Yes, come on now.
You know, and that's what I used to ask God. I said, God, is this me? Or am I, you know, am I exaggerating, Lord? And he said,
no.
You should know them by their fruit.
That's right. I mean, it's so powerful what you're saying. They so religious, they can't even hold a normal conversation. Like you saying, well, I'm sick today, amen. I don't feel good today, amen. I'm going to go home and go to bed, amen. Praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. Ta-ta-ta-ba-ta-ba. Those are religious spirits. That's why you got to know who labor among you.
Jesus, messed up. I mean, they messed up. So spiritually sick.
Yes.
And so I used to think I had to say amen to fit in with some people, but I said the devil is a spirit.
All right.
That is bondage all way. God didn't create you to be like that.
Amen.
He told me he ain't come to change no personality. He come to change attitude.
Yes.
Say who you are, but allow God to mold you. If you got any kind of attitude, you know, lack of patience and lack of self-control, that's where he come to change.
Yes. That inner man. Come on now. That's why the Bible says any man, pay attention to that, people of God. If any man be in Christ, he is
a new creature.
Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Now, I'm going to break this down because, you know, you got some people, they are so religious until they like to exaggerate with that scripture. They come out, I looked at my hands, and my hands look new. And I looked at my feet, and my feet were too. You still got them coins on your feet. Come on now, you still got them cuts and scrapes on your hand. We talking about the inner man.
Jesus.
They talk about where God dwells. Go ahead on, daughter.
No, I was saying you are right about that, Mom. You got people that come out of that last and talk to that last and you walk in and you talk. All these. But ain't nothing destroying the yoke.
Come on now.
Come on, I'm talking about when you casting out some demons, they dance too.
You better say that.
My God. The theatrics, I'm not into them.
Amen.
He ain't interested in us showing him our title. Our new tie.
That's not what he's interested in. Amen.
My God. He wants us to give him our message.
Come on now.
Jesus.
And this is the message that we are proclaiming tonight according to the Spirit of truth. For God will lead us into all truth, into all righteousness. If you notice, the Spirit say all truth. Not a little truth, not a piece of truth, but all truth. And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. It is because it is the yoke destroying, the burden removing, yoke destroying truth of God. It's the burden remover. The Holy Ghost removes every burden, not some burdens, not some yokes. It removes every yoke. For it is the spirit of truth. It is the spirit of truth. Truth looked down and it saw us and it said they need a savior. And truth sent the savior. And the savior rose again. Come on, he rose on the third day. People to mind, he rose on the second day. He rose on the third day. Represent the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It represents the Trinity. If he rose on the second day, then the work would be incomplete. The resurrection won't even be effective. I'm just trying to show y'all how the enemy mess up the minds of people. And they'll believe a lie before they believe the truth. Because you know why? Because they're in their flesh.
Come on, won't they? Come on, won't they, Jesus?
Come on now. We can't be saints. That's why it's so important for every last one of us to stay before the Lord. Stay in the presence of God. Don't come into the presence of God having itching ears. That's another way people's spirit is all messed up and jacked up. As soon as the prophetess or the apostle or evangelist say something to hit that nerve or that demon, you want to hang up the phone and get off of it. My dumb people, they ain't got God's spirit. That devil is a liar. But the Bible says, whom Jesus set free is free indeed.
Yes.
And I want to share one more scripture with y'all. And you know, God was dealing with me concerning also St. Matthew's, the 23rd chapter and the 25th verse. And it said, woe unto you. Woe me great sorrow. Excuse me. I'm sorry, my tongue is tired tonight. But the devil's a liar. I'm going to say what God wants me to say. It said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. Jesus called them hypocrites. For you may clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Woe unto you. Woe unto a lot of these church people. And if you notice, it say, you scribes and you Pharisees, even up to now and today, how that spirit has traveled down through generations and generations. Generation of vipers. Jesus called them hypocrites. And now you got ancient hypocrites now that's birthing out little baby hypocrites. As the torch keep being carried by these ungodly church folks. And they say, you make yourself look clean all on the outside of a cup. When you clean a cup, you wash that cup real good on the outside, and you because you want that cup to be, you know, sparkling. But what good is the cup if you don't clean the cup on the inside, where all the other stuff is inside, like the coffee done stuck to the bottom of the cup, and you got sugar in there, or you made Kool-Aid, and the sugar is stuck to the bottom of the cup, or you either had some soda pop, or drink a liquor. We just keeping it 100, amen. And you ain't even took the time to clean out that cup on the inside. What you gonna have? You're gonna have some excess in that cup. You're gonna have some leftover droppings. You're gonna have some leftover old sugar and old juice and old liquor smell and different types of stuff that's going on in that cup. Where that cup? It represents our spirit. Reason why Jesus used a cup, because a cup, you can fill up a cup. You can pour things in a cup, and you can drink from it. Amen. And so, where I'm going with this, I'm just going to make it short and sweet. Our cup, is our spirit is like a cup, a spiritual cup. Amen. And we have a lot of people even up to the day that are doing religious works. Amen. They looking good all on the outside, and they think that their morally good is going to get them in heaven, and their good deeds and their good works, and how they help the community, and how they give their body to be burned after they done passed away, and how they donate their kidneys and stuff after they done passed away. And I'm not sorry to tell you, because I'm going to tell you according to the Spirit, you know, none of that stuff don't count. You must be born again. You must be by the Spirit of God. For no one can enter into the kingdom of heaven without God's Spirit. So the Pharisees and the scribes, that spirit still goes on today. It is very rampant in the body of Christ. Why is this? It is because the church world have allowed the enemy to creep into their houses. People the creeper. Yeah. You allow him to come in because you decide that you're not going to pray the day, or you're not going to pray that month. You're not going to seek God. You're not going to do what it takes to please God. So a creeping spirit comes in, and other things begin to be revealed in your cup, which is your spirit. Stay with me now. And so extortion is a spirit of distortion. So your spirit begins to get distorted by the spirit of extortion. And so you begin to walk out of alignment with the Spirit of God. And so you begin to give birth to the spirit of the scribes and to the Pharisees. So that's why I'm saying, people of God, it is so easy to get caught up into the entwine of the enemy. It is so easy for us not to be paying attention to the things that God wants us to do. Let us not have lip service. We have so much of that going around. People, they honor God with their lips, but their heart is so far from them. That means that they don't have a relationship with God. And they say, God, I bless you. Ha. God, I love you. Ha. God, I adore you. Ha. God, I lift you up. Ha. I praise you. And then after that, when they leave the church house, they go and they live like a hellcat. Amen. They start confusion in their neighborhood, and they know everybody's business. I'm talking about church folks. They know everybody's business all the way around the whole subdivision. They have become News Channel 8. They have become Fox 10, CBS. They have become Inquire Minds Want to Know. They have even become a mini Oprah show, and a Dr. Phil tied in with it. So what I'm saying to the people of God, this is a messed up spirit. This is not the character of God. This is not the attributes of God. This is not the will of God. This is not the purpose. This is not the destiny of God. This is a bike-slitting church person that is in the stage of a heifer. Amen. And they can care less about what God is speaking through you, because what the enemy will put in them to say, well, if God wanted me to know that, he would have told me that. Now, if God wanted you to know that, he would have told you that. And he did tell you that, but you decided to try to play mind games with the man and woman of God that just rebuked you openly. And so now you want to try to work witchcraft, play games of manipulation, like as if God didn't speak that to them. Well, I want you to know that the Bible says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And when you leave this world, when we leave this world, we will stand before the Lord. Yes, every last one of us, every last one of us. And if you're dead in the grave, they're going to come out. They can't hear me preaching. The devil is a liar. And ain't none of your loved ones up there in heaven looking down on you. The Spirit of God just dropped that in my spirit. So you just amazing
Amen.
God. Not one of them up there in heaven looking down on you. So you just don't put them on the, you don't kick God off the throne and don't put your loved one on the throne.
Jesus.
This goes to show you how the mind of the people are messed up by the enemy.
Come on, ain't no guardian angel.
No guardian angel.
Come on now. It is a sin even for us to be calling people angels and stuff. The Bible says he made us a little lower than angels. We ain't got to heaven yet. We have not got to heaven yet. That's why we have to know who labor among us. You have people have religious sin and they're demonic. When God created Adam and Eve, he didn't call them angels. You weren't born an angel. You were born
Come
in
on
sin.
Now. Come on now.
And these are the things that the church people, they have wrapped themselves around false sayings, false imagination of words, birthed in that false delusion and illusions. Stagnating the minds of the people and putting them into spiritual handcuffs. But you're going to listen to what I got to say.
Jeez.
We have to be very careful. We have to be careful, people of God. My desire is to do God's will and to see the church people saved for real. We got 8 minutes on the show. Amen. I'm telling you, God just moved so rightfully. I want y'all to know something. Each person on the line, I want y'all to know that the enemy fought me tooth and nail. He did not want me to get on the air tonight. He did not. He was doing everything.
My God.
He was trying to be persistent. But the Holy Ghost in me became over persistent. Because anytime you love the Lord, you'll run through hell gates to snatch somebody's soul out of there.
My God, yes.
You'll leap through a troop of demons and dare them to touch you. Honey, you'll spring a wall and you'll dare the enemy to follow you.
Yes. My God.
That's when you know. That's when you know the heart of the prophet, of the apostle, of the evangelist that is speaking to you. Daughter, you want to say something before I go on break?
Well, you were saying, you was talking about the church people.
Yes.
How they change. And then
yes.
They be hollering at you know, you got some people hollering at guardian angels, and I love ones looking at me.
Yes, Jesus.
And
yes.
If we, I'm telling the Bible tells that my people perish from left out.
That's right.
So in the book of Corinthians and stuff, it talks about these angels that people call guardian angels. You know, ain't nobody coming back to Jesus. Devil is a lie.
Come on.
And if somebody coming back to visit you, them some familiar spirits and Satan is behind it.
Jesus.
It ain't nothing but a form of deception. And I remember when I first started walking in the profession, when God began to use me, this woman came to me and she told me one of my cousins that I really love, dear to my heart. He got murdered and she said, your cousin told me to tell you to be in your house, and that he be seeing your son, and he be playing with your son. And you know me, my spirit, my discernment was down, but something said, how does she know that your cousin, that you got a cousin that got murdered? Okay. So I'm like, Lord, have you given this woman a gift to go back to heaven and hell like some people? And God said nothing at the time. He was quiet. And he just let me go through the process. But long story short, come to find out, this woman, that's what she does. She dabs in witchcraft and sorcery. She talks to the dead. She walks with the dead. And so it's not that she has seen them for real, but she's this medium and she's using all these, she's using the channeling sources through another spirit to gain access
to, gain access
to things you love,
the things
you love
about,
and she turned these items into sorcery by sending them back to you in a dream or vision.
Yes.
And that's what she would do. And
do.
After she said that, she spoke it in my spirit, and I received it,
I started having dreams
about
dead
back to
back.
And so God finally
started to speak to me about it.
And he let me know that it was not of God. He spoke the word
familiar spirit, and he said
it's the book of
Leviticus.
And ever since then, my life ain't the same. So I'm very careful with
who we are. I mean, I seen my cousin try to tell me to go tell his mama something. The
devil is a lie. Amen.
Ain't nobody came back to you. That's the devil. That's deception. And it's really from the source of gift that God has placed in you. If you have one, and it's going to paint your spirit. So now you're divination.
Yes.
And so, we got to be real mindful, y'all, when we connect with people, we got to listen to what they say.
Most of all, we got to get the Bible and study.
Come on.
One thing about God, he's not going to do what we can do for ourselves.
So God ain't
come off of his throne and make us
read out the Bible.
Amen. Amen.
So,
that was very powerful what Prophet just said. Prophet Chantel just said that God ain't finna come down off his throne and make us read our Bible. That being that you should already have the spirit of willingness. You should be willing and obedient.
Yes.
And then you will eat the good of the land.
Come on. He said he's a God of the impossible. And reading your Bible,
yes,
there ain't nothing that's impossible. He don't got to come down and
help us with that.
Come on now. Man, we got to be careful in this. We got to be careful in this walk. We got to pay attention to everything that the Spirit tells us to. Don't become busybodies. But stay in alignment with the Spirit of God. Watch what God say, watch. Pray what God say, pray. When you watch and pray, those are your two most powerful warfare weapons. Because when the Holy Spirit shows you the plot of the enemy, then he give you the words to pray against it. Through his Holy Spirit. It's not through Harry Potter, abracadabra, hocus pocus. It's through the power of the Holy Ghost. I want to thank God for everybody being out tonight. This is Apostle Delilah May Gamble with Prophet Chantel Coleman up there in Texas. Am I right? Did I say it right?
You got it,
daughter.
Got it.
Okay. We thank God for the woman of God coming on tonight. We thank God for the spirit of perseverance. We thank God for the spirit of virtue, which operates in the power of the Holy Ghost. If the Lord is leading you to sow into this ministry, if he's not, that's fine. But you can go to www.paypal.com. Put in my email, Delilah474@yahoo.com. And you'll see the link come up, End Times Deliverance Ministry. We all want you to know that we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. And we care for your soul. We watch for your soul. I thank God for the faithful callers on tonight, 69-6594. This is a faithful caller. We thank God for Prophet Chantel. We thank God for the caller to 8158. We thank God for the caller at 8047. And many other more. We thank God for the people of God. Remember, saints, we cannot take this walk lightly because we are living in perilous times. Too many want to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ like it's a career. They want to treat it like it's a career. But this is kingdom business. And we must be born again. I love you all, and remember, can't nobody love you like God love you. Have a good night. And sleep in God's peace. Be encouraged. And keep your head up in God's spirit. Until next time, good night.
Oh, I'm glad to say you're mine.
If you're
insane,
you know.